moving through his son. By the Holy Ghost makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He makes us all new by crushing the old. Oh, great that flows from the branch, that flows from the vine and makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He makes us all new by crushing the old. Oh, the juice of his life that lives inside is hindered by our way, so it now it doesn't hide, but he crushes the old way, lets out the new. And we all flow together in the love of God. Oh, the love of God that flows through his Son by the Holy Ghost and makes us all one. The love of God is something to behold. He makes us all new by crushing the old. Us all one, the love of God is something to behold. He makes us all new by crushing the old. That flows from the vine and makes us all one. The love of God is something to behold. He makes us all one by crushing the old. The harvest of the earth is very plain. The clusters now ripe, they cannot remain, must be crushed together and flow into one. Up to the horse's bridle, all over the earth. Oh, the vine of the grape that flows from the branch, that flows from the vine and makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He makes us all one by crushing the old. And the victory of God with Joshua of old. He marched around the wall of Jericho and at the Lord's command. He crushed the old and let out the line, and the walls came down. Oh, the love of God that flows through the sun by the Mother of Heaven and makes us all one. Oh, the love of God, it's something to behold. It makes us all one by crushing the old. Oh, feel those goosebumps of love just moving all over you. The strongest nature of God in the universe, the love of God. Oh, of the earth is now fully ripe. The clusters on the vine does drip with his life, and treading with power and glory and might, harvest the grapes of his earth and lets out the light. Oh, the love of God that flows through the sun by our Mother of Heaven makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. It makes us all one by crushing the old. You feel yourself getting a little drunk? You're supposed to. Oh. Ah. Oh. Oh. You didn't know that was what had been happening to you, did you? You didn't know that for the last few weeks you've been being crushed? Felt like something was happening to you, didn't you? Had that old way in there, oh, the old nature had everything all hidden of the juice, the wine of the life of Christ in you. Had to crush that old one. Let out the new one where the love would let you flow together. Oh, the wine of the grape that flows from the branch, that flows from the vine and makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He makes us all one. by crushing the old. You had a lot of old things that had to be crushed out of you. You thought you were doing all right. But the Lord said, time to crush them. How to crush them? Move upon them with fire and walk on them with fire. I said, that's the way to get it out of there quick. You had a lot of things. You had some stuff in there you didn't even know you had in there. You even had some old, you thought you were rid of it. You even had some old racial prejudice in you. Yeah, you did. Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about just the white folks. I'm talking about the color, too. You had that old standoffish thing. Oh, didn't you? Oh. Suspicious white folk wouldn't even receive them. Brother Brewer rebuke and jump on you. You had to because you didn't have power to resist. Oh, but in your heart there was that old resentment. Oh, resentment called it a white man. Yes, Lord. And then some of you white folks, white in skin and appearance, that is, you were sort of black. You had a resentment in you toward me called out and put me with the colored folk. Who wants to hold their head over and let me hit them without me picking them out and embarrassing them? Had to be crushed out of you. Had a lot of your old ways about how you were going to raise your own children. Uh-huh. Had to crush that out of you. All of this was holding that pure life of the blood of Christ inside. You couldn't get out of that. A lot of your old religious ways, ideas, had to be crushed out of you. Oh. All your old trying to do what you want to do had to be crushed out of you. All that old laziness had to be crushed out of you. We're not even going to start on you, because we'd have the rest of the day, wouldn't we? Oh, the wine of the grape that flows from the branch. That flows from the vine and makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. It makes us all one by crushing the old. While the music's playing, I want y'all to look right up here above me. In your mind, I let the Spirit of God reveal to you the heavenly sacrifice of Jesus hanging right above the throne. There in fire, tears and love, tears flowing down and becoming rivers. Blood of his body becoming rivers, the water of his flesh coming rivers flowing down through the throne. But there's still fire and suffering in him. Suffering for a purpose. The last winds of suffering that he's holding on for there above the horns of the throne, the horns of the unicorn. It's with that old thing of Satan. That every time God has built a people in the earth, the next generation would corrupt it because the first generation did not make it perfect. Oh. In the age of grace, it's not enough for you to move into grace yourself. But there must be a working of the Holy Spirit, which Jesus has paid for, which is called the work of glory. And grace and glory. Glory keeps the grace perpetually moving from generation to generation. Oh, the love of God moving through His Son, suffering in pain on the horns of the unicorn, suffering for you and suffering for me, till we enter into the fullness of His grace and glory. So all the world from age to age might live in His fullness. Everything great, but He suffers on the horns of the unicorn, till you and I lose in His glory. Oh, the love of God that flows through His Son, by the Mother of Heaven, and makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. Makes us all one by crushing the old. Oh, all of you listen at me now to the last law of grace, the law of grace and glory. In the Old Testament, people would make their vows unto the Lord when they found a sin in their life. They would make their vows unto the Lord, and they would smite their breast. Say, I won't do it again. That pain of smiting their breast was supposed to remind them that when they started to do it again, that they weren't supposed to do it. In this way, they were the only way to overcome. Wasn't but one thing wrong with that. The smiting of the breast soon stopped hurting. And Satan sneaked back up on them, and they did it again. These were called vows of smiting. And no matter how perfect they moved, there was always the fear in them that there would be something imperfect in their life that they would impart to their children. Some lack of the knowledge of God that their children would need to live in the next generation. And they knew the law of God is whatever wrong they imparted to the next generation would be required of their hands. So any understanding they didn't have, if they knew, if they got a revelation that God was the Lord of hosts and angels all around. And they couldn't see in their mind by the Spirit. They'd smite themselves on the head. Oh, the love of Christ on the unicorn, paid in suffering my smiting vows, and released the Spirit of glory to smite in my mind and smite in my heart, hath been destroyed. This is the reason why, for the smiting of these mountains, this is the Spirit of glory. Paid for by Jesus, you don't have to smite in strugglings anymore. When something comes up in your life that is wrong, or there's an unclear revelation of God, paid for that Spirit of glory that makes you perfect in everything you try to do. Everything you set out to do. Ooh, smiting out. You see the problem with all of God's people down through the ages. Many of them would move into perfection, wouldn't they? You see many of them that moved into perfection, but because they weren't able to pass it on to the next generation, Satan rebuilt in the next generation and in the next one, because they weren't able to pass on that Spirit of glory, the seventh work of the Holy Ghost, the seventh spirit in the eyes of the Lamb. The work that keeps this grace, everlasting covenant grace of God, moving down through the age. Hanging up there above the unicorn, Jesus, as his pattern was, smote himself for every judgment upon you and humanity, starting out in the desert and in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hanging out in the outer court, he spared complete annihilation for the world in the day that you and I live in, so that there could be a group come forth. But for a perpetual generation, hangs above that unicorn's horn. Oh, holding so that the people of the first generation with the Spirit of glory can build in their lives and maturity and perfection, so there will be a perpetual generation. Oh, the love of God, suffering with his Son by the cryings of our mother, makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He makes us all one by crushing the old. So you have a weapon. Now, instead of having to smite yourself in pain, you can't do that anymore. He gives you the spirit of glory in this mantle. Really, it's inside of you. But he gives you this mantle. He gives you this mantle so that you might smite yourself with it, anything that's wrong or any immaturity in your life. Just smite yourself and feel that spirit of glory. So that grace can be perfected in you and set up as a perpetual generation to generation moving on the glory of God, that lets the mountains fall down and lets the valleys be made level and every crooked path straight. Oh, the love of God moving through His Son by the Holy Ghost makes us all one. Oh, the love of God, it's something to behold.
It's something to behold.
On you, by crushing the old. Now, in the New Testament, people, the days of Paul, Peter, Jesus had not done His seventh suffering. So they had to use vows, listen to me, of their will. They had to set their will. They had to say, I will not do that anymore. Or they had to say, I will walk in the Spirit. Don't you remember how we entered into that under the old covenant? But in doing this, very few of them made it. In fact, none of them made it to pass it on to perpetual generations. But the Spirit of glory, released through the suffering of Jesus Christ, which is finishing, hath finished, and is finishing right there above the horns of the unicorn, has released now the Spirit of glory upon this generation. So that vows of I will and I will not are no more required, but the pow and the confession of has been moves you into perfection and maturity. Oh, the love of God, suffering through His Son. Is something to behold, and it makes us all one.
It crushes the old way,
lets out the new, and we run together in the love of God.
In the love of God.
Now the penalty for disobeying the Lord and not moving into perfection in the New Testament was that they would have to hang above the horns of the unicorn until that perfection was burned out of them, that lack of perfection. But Jesus said, no, carried it this far, so let's hang up there. Let me hang up there and suffer. Father, as He's always said, I'll suffer, you suffer, I'll suffer with you. But said, what will this accomplish? Everyone listen to me. He said, by this suffering, and I complete it, bring forth our children of the new creation, and say they being able to move in obedience, they in the earth on the sea of glass, and in heaven on the sea of glass, will gather all of God's people down through the ages together in one, and they will escape. Oh, the judgment for their lack of perfection through their vows. This is the reason why, when it's all over with, the obedient children of the age of grace, they won't watch me. They're right in the center on the sea of glass. And the sea of glass is extended out onto all of God's people in heaven. And everyone is looking down on them, saying, that's the ones that did it. Oh. Fulfilling the scripture, admired by the ages.
Oh, the love of God revealed through His Son.
Revealed through His Son.
By the Holy Ghost. That makes us all one.
That makes us all one.
The Spirit of glory. Through the sufferings of our Lord, crushes the old way,
brings out the new.
Obedience to the Lord, I want to sing this particular doctrine and teaching, that the Spirit of glory might not become a harsh thing for you, because it is the gentlest yet strongest work of all the spirits. The Spirit of glory is what puts everything together. This is the reason why. This is the reason why, and some of you have wondered, why I take this mantle and I say, hath been, something just moves all over you. Something you didn't know was there, and then all of the old ways just flush out of you. That's the Spirit of glory. The last word of the Holy Spirit puts it all together and gives it to us so easy. And so simple. Through the one that our Father first worked it out in, through Elisha and the mantle of Elijah. Now gathered together and used by the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
In the days of old,
in the days of old,
when our Father's people, would do a sin, or find themselves wrong, they smote their chest and bowed to our Father. They'd not do anything more wrong. But our love in Jesus, in the courts of heaven, a smoke with fire for all of our wrongs. The Spirit of glory and breathing hath been, we smite ourselves and destroy all our wrongs.
Oh, the Spirit of glory. Release through his suffering. As he hangs above the horns of the throne. Oh, the Spirit of glory that makes it so easy. We smite ourselves, sin it hath been done. Smote by fire for all. Now when sin arrives and seek to overcome me, I smite with the mantle. Breathing hath been destroyed. In the days of old, when our father's people would do a sin or find themselves wrong, they smote their chest and bowed to our Father. Again they'd not do anything wrong, but our love in Jesus in the outer courts of heaven was smote with fire for all of our wrongs. Now with the Spirit of glory and breath of hath been, we smite ourselves and destroy all wrong. Oh, the way of grace, through the Spirit of glory. Oh, way of perfection is given to me. I smite my flesh when it seeks to overcome me and destroy all things. Release Christ through me. Ah. Oh. In the days of the New Testament, before the seventh suffering, when Jesus, my Lord, filled all our vows, our Lord's people smote with confession. I will not sin. I will walk in the Spirit. Oh, the love of God revealed through His Son. As they suffer together o'er the horns of the throne, and releases to me the Spirit of glory. I breathe hath been, and everything destroyed. Over the seventh Spirit, the Spirit of glory has been given me in the love of my Lord. I smite in obedience anything that hinders breathing hath been destroyed. In the days of old, when our father's people would do a sin or find themselves wrong, they smote their chest and vowed to a father, again they'd not do anything wrong. But our love in Jesus, suffering with our Father over the throne of heaven, horns of unicorn, hath delivered me. His Spirit of glory that I breathe hath been. Everything destroyed. From the horns of the unicorn, and release to me the Spirit of glory that my life on earth might be perfection. Nothing can rebuild them and destroy in me. Listen to your calling now. Purpose of God in earth and in heaven for you. Listen to it and let the vision burn in your mind. Whether you be man, woman, boy, or girl, it doesn't matter. Your calling is so plain. Not a calling of suffering that's been fulfilled, but a calling of obedience and faith. Listen to it. My calling so plain, a calling of grace, to walk in obedience, to fill all things, so that all the heavens may move together and be one in fullness on the sea of love. Here's the position now. The throne is here, the throne of God. The throne of Christ is here. Christ above our suffering. There's the sea of glass that ties the Old Testament and the New Testament together. But that sea of glass doesn't go any farther than just tying them together. The purpose of God, fill all things in heaven and in earth. Remember there in the book of Revelation said the throne shall be in the midst of them. For him and Christ to move together, the sea of glass to go out to all of his people, and the throne to move right in the midst of them. In order to do this, it takes a people to fill all things, to fill up this blank space in here. Oh, and that is the people that are called for the last day, the age of grace, by glory. And then, in doing this and fulfilling this in earth, oh, it's also fulfilled in heaven. And then it becomes a perpetual thing forever and ever and ever and ever. Thy will be done, O Lord, in earth as it is in heaven. Let's sing it again. We'll get an understanding of it. My calling so plain, a calling of grace, to walk in obedience, to fill all things, so all the heavens may move together and be one in the fullness on the sea of glass. Oh. listen to the covenant under the Spirit of glory. Listen to it. The covenant made through Jesus Christ, confirmed by our Father in many places in Scripture. Made through Jesus as two agree as touching anything on earth. He doesn't require a great number of people. All he requires is two. He says the very moment that two people move into that fullness, that I move into them in my fullness, and said if it's not but two, they begin to change the earth. And said my fire goes upon the wicked, and they bring the obedient into my kingdom. But said those two shall rule and reign with me in earth, and shall rule and reign with me in heaven. That's the covenant. Ooh, listen to it. Only two to agree. That's all that's required. Only two to obey. In faith unto grace. Jesus moves in his fullness inside each of them, and the earth is finished in the age of grace. Listen to the promise as those two move in earth. Listen to his promise to those that obey. Inside you my fullness. On earth we shall reign. And the awesome power of our Father's throne is turned on our enemies. The horns of the unicorn. Paul speaking, the whole creation groaning and travailing for the manifestation of what? This very thing right here. Said not only the whole creation, but said we ourselves that have the first fruits that are groaning and travailing inside of us for the fullness of Christ to come forth, that he might fill all things. Only two to agree.
Only two to agree.
Is all that's required.
Is all that's required.
Only two to obey.
Only two to obey.
In faith unto grace.
In faith unto grace.
Jesus moves in his fullness.
Jesus moves in his fullness.
Inside each of them. And the earth is finished.
The earth is finished.
In the age of grace.
In the age of
if out of this move, there are not but two of us that move into this fullness, which shortly, it takes just a little while to do it. Not but two of us. You and whosoever will. then the covenant is completed. It's finished. And then there begins to be moving an awful judgment on the grace that brings the obedient in. And begins to set up, which is already moving, the destruction of the wicked in the earth. But first there's a moving for the obedient. To crush the grapes of the obedient yet overcome of the Lord in earth. To bring the harvest. Then our Father turns the horns of the throne down. Just exactly the way he said. And I